This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
I'm bringing a brand new guest on the show. They actually came on my radar, if you will, about 2 or 3 months ago. We're talking about Viva Gold Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol VAUCF. And if you're up there in Toronto, you can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol VAU. And with us today is the CEO and President and Director of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Jim Hesketh. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
You know, before we get into the Q&A, if you would, give my listeners just a little bit of background of your company and maybe a little bit of background on yourself.
Viva Gold, we started this company back in 2017 with a qualifying transaction, the acquisition of the Tonopah Gold Project near Tonopah, Nevada. It's a fairly new company. We only have 39.2 million shares outstanding. We've got an outstanding board and management team, and we're moving our Tonopah project rapidly towards a feasibility concept. We've got extensive drilling on the project from prior operators, who included Kennecott Exploration, Newmont Mining, and Midway Gold. In terms of myself, I am a mining engineer by training and a mineral economist as well. Both degrees from the Colorado School of Mines. I've been in the mining industry now for over 40 years. I've built a number of mines in my career and have been in operations, development, finance, and engineering aspects of the industry for that entire time. So that's really the backdrop on myself and the company.
Well, I asked you to come on the show for a couple of reasons. One is I'm really excited about your project up there in Tonopah, Nevada. If you could, just give us a brief history of the location of the Tonopah Gold Project and the excellent infrastructure in place that you guys have right now.
Yeah, the project is ideally located. We're accessible by paved road. I mean, we can get UPS delivery straight to the drill rig at this site. Have close proximity, probably about 3 miles from my commercial public utility, water utility, so we can purchase, you know, commercial water. We've got access to a power drop to the Nevada grid at that site. Overall, the project, we're located about 30 miles south of Kinross's Round Mountain gold mine, and there's major supply depots both in Round Mountain and in Las Vegas, about 3.5 hours drive to the south. So we've overall excellent infrastructure. This is a project in a location that we can actually build it and permit it. It's mining country. There is virtually no other economy in the area. And the land out there, it's not useful for either ranching, farming, or tourism. So we can bring something to the community. You know, we do have a mining-related workforce, trained workforce in close proximity. So that's the Tonopah project.
Nice. October 14th, you put out a press release about drilling results, recent drilling programs, and resources expansion areas. Where are we at in that process?
We're currently running a drilling program. We've just completed 11 reverse circulation drill holes. We've announced 7 of the holes to date, waiting on assays for another 4 holes. We expect to have a core rig to drill cores show up towards the end of the month. It's a bit delayed right now, but you know, that's the name of the game. But the when the core rig shows up, we'll be drilling another 4 core holes around the perimeter of the deposit, plus we will be drilling 5 metallurgical large diameter core holes in the center of the deposit. So we've got a lot of information coming along. We'll be using that data for geotechnical analysis, metallurgical test work, and environmental test work all geared towards taking our project towards feasibility study.
When you guys took on the 8,800-acre project, did you have any thought process of how many ounces of silver or gold you guys might be sitting on?
Yeah. Well, currently we've got a declared measured indicated inferred resource, just over 500,000 ounces. We anticipate growing that into the 600,000 or 700,000 ounce range fairly quickly. And then long term, we anticipate that this project could be as much as 1,000,000 ounces in all categories. The project's been, the core of it's been intensively drilled. About two thirds of our resource is currently categorized as measured and indicated. And we have over 600 drill holes outlining the main pit area. So we've got a portion of the project that's incredibly ready to go towards feasibility. There is a high-grade core. It'll be a starter pit. First 100,000 ounces, that comes to within 10 meters or 30 feet of the surface. That starter core, high-grade zone, we anticipate will cover the bulk of the development cost of the project.
And how far are you drilling down? How far you got to go down, you feel?
Yeah, we drill most of these holes. It's fairly shallow, 600 or 700 feet is all. Those are deep holes for us. The bulk of the deposit lays within 350 feet or 100 meters of the surface. So it's a fairly shallow project. It's greenfield. You know, it's ideally laid out to be an open pit. A high grade comes to surface. It's not at the bottom. You know, that covers a very rapid payback on the project. So we're excited about this.
Jim, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to cover that you would like to bring to my listeners and your stockholders?
Yeah, it's just keep track of Viva. We've got a project that's been through a preliminary economic assessment, produced very robust results, and we anticipate being able to improve that as the gold market continues to advance forward, and we anticipate moving this project towards production status by the end of next year. So keep track of Viva. I believe we've got a lot of value to add to this project, and that should translate directly to value addition for our shareholders.
As for my listeners, if you're looking to get on the ground floor of a great gold company, this is my personal opinion, with a market cap under $10 million, take a look at this company, Viva Gold Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol VAUCF. And if you're up there in Toronto, you can pick them up on the TSX under the ticker symbol VAU. Jim, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully I didn't scare you off. Hopefully you become a regular, come back on the show every 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
All right, very good. I look forward to that.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.